This is Lucy Duncan. I'm the Friends liaison, and I'm just going to introduce the call, and then Aaron's going to take it away, and there'll be some time for questions at the end. So the If I Had $1 trillion is one opportunity for Quaker youth to get engaged in a service project that so far I think has been well received by youth, and we're hoping for more Quaker youth to be involved this year. So thank you for joining the call. So go ahead, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you all, both for being on the call as well. What I was going to do tonight is just give you a little bit of background about the If I Had $1 trillion Festival and how we started, how the festival works, give you kind of a little bit of overview on what we've done so far, and then we can talk about how you can submit films and engage young people that you might know in the film festival. So we'll have some time for questions at the end. So the way the festival got started was in 2010, the U.S. had reached over $1 trillion for the total cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the American Friends Service Committee, being an organization that has talked about the human and economic cost of war throughout the time of the two wars, we really wanted to, you know, provide an opportunity to develop some messaging around, you know, what we're losing as a result of spending $1 trillion on the wars. So we partnered with the National Priorities Project. You might know them from the Cost of War Counter. They're also, they provide excellent resources on the economic cost of war, what the trade-offs to our communities are. They give great analysis on the budgets. So we partnered with them and developed the If I Had $1 trillion Film Festival, asking young people to create short films about what they would do with $1 trillion rather than spend it on war. And in the first year, we got about 60 submissions, and we decided to run it as a contest and accepted. We chose three films that were kind of the winners and invited those youth to come with us to Washington, D.C., participate in a leadership training, and then show their films to their members of Congress. And, you know, what we looked at the trip to D.C. as just being this great opportunity for the young people, you know, kind of a perk of winning the contest. But while we were there, we were just so surprised and enthused by how transformative the experience really was for those young people that we took to D.C. They were young people coming from urban areas that had never visited a legislator before. Some of them had never even been on an airplane before. You know, just the experience of being in our nation's capital and learning about government was really exciting to them. And you know, we really saw them kind of blossom and be these great spokespeople for the needs of their communities. So in our second year, which was just this past year, in April, we took with us, we started with taking five youth to Washington, D.C., and in our second year, we took 50. So we had quite a growth in just that one year of number of youth that participated in the festival. And again, we did a leadership training with them. We visited over 48 congressional offices, showing the films that the young people had made, and you know, giving them an opportunity to talk with their legislators and raise their youth voices. So in the past 2 years that we have done the film festival, we've had about 250 students participate, and I say students because mostly the videos are made by high school students. There's a handful that have been made by middle school and a handful made by college students, but they are predominantly high school students. And from those 250 students, we've had over 80 films submitted. We've had tens of thousands of views on YouTube of those films. We've had youth coming from 18 different states and 43 different organizations. So the way we did our outreach for the film festival was to Quaker schools, of course, and we did presentations at Quaker yearly meetings and to monthly meetings. And we also reached out to, I think our number ended up being about over 800 different youth organizations across the country. So many of those were, you know, organizations that teach young people how to do media work, how to make films, how to do photography, and that kind of thing, a lot of after-school programs. And so those were the organizations that we engaged with. The way the festival works is we choose 20 films from the submitted films. We have a selection committee of people from both the American Friends Service Committee and National Priorities Project. And what we're really looking for in the films are, you know, originality, some technical quality to them, although, you know, if you have seen any of the films, you see that they really range in technical ability. And sometimes, you know, having a very well-polished film doesn't always have the strongest message. Some of the strongest messages come from the ones that aren't the most well-polished, in my opinion. So we look at that, but, you know, we're really looking for great content and originality from the young people about the, you know, expressing the needs they have in their communities, the you know, the desire to end militarism and war, and to really bring those dollars back home for us, for our communities. So we choose 20 films from the submitted films to, and we call them the official selections. And so those films go into the, you know, the annual film festival, and we've created a DVD. We've done screenings across the country, screenings in Washington, D.C., and they really tell, you know, watching all 20 of them together, they really tell quite a story of, you know, the many different needs and, you know, the common themes of education and healthcare, immigration, that kind of thing. I'll stop there and see if there's any questions, and then we can, of course, talk about, you know, how to submit films. I will mention before we go to questions that we created a whole curriculum around this film festival. We have a website. It's www.ihtd.org. And on our website, you can see all the films that have ever been submitted. We even have films that have been submitted for this year. And then we have a whole curriculum that we created that we do with the young people that gets them thinking about the federal budget and, you know, what their priorities are, gives them an opportunity to do some real deep thinking about the content of their films. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions?
This sounds wonderful. I am from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and at this point we only have two or three youth in the high school age range attending our first day school, and they're working on service initiatives and connecting with other youth in other meetings, and I'm thinking that this January deadline would be too much for this and all the other things they've started this fall. Do you anticipate this continuing into the following year?
Yes, we do. Okay. This is our we're accepting films for our third annual, and you know, we would like to continue it. When we started out, the, you know, the main message was, you know, what would you do with $1 trillion rather than war?
Right.
But, you know, in the past couple of years since that message has come about, I mean, we've obviously exceeded over a trillion dollars for the cost,
right,
of the wars. But there's that $1 trillion number keeps coming up. It was also, you know, equal to the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy. I think $1 trillion was also what, like, our national student debt was. So there's a lot of ways to relay that. And I think, you know, keeping with that just message of like filling the needs of our communities, then I think it could last a long time, and I hope it does.
Right.
I think it's, you know, it is, I know the January deadline is coming up. I still, there's a few people that we've just kind of been reaching out to now who are still going to try to meet that deadline. And it can be flexible, you know, not very flexible because we, not too flexible because we like to announce the selected films by mid-February. But of course, you know, if there needed to be some flexibility, we can work with people on that.
Okay. And in our meeting, I don't know where we would find people helping with the videography portion of it, you know. You said in terms of the Friends schools, you know, they connected with other people in the community on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been interesting to see how groups have gotten very creative with how they make their films. And, you know, I mean, people have submitted films that they shot on their cell phone, you know.
Okay.
They don't have to be, you know, on expensive video equipment and, you know, very finely edited. But there are also on the website some resources for how to make a video. And we have something called the 3-Minute Film School, and it's just a really quick kind of like how to do video production from start to finish, basically. So if you've never had the experience of making a film, hopefully that would help you a little bit to get you thinking about where to start.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. It's not quite what we're involved with, so... here in a quarterly meeting and the yearly meeting, we have started to talk with young adults between 18 and 35, mostly college students, who have been anxious to do something within the yearly meeting in terms of a work-type project, physics sort of thing in the community. And there have been some preliminary plans to do this sort of thing in New Orleans with still things left over from Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
It's really worthwhile to know about this program, and I can convey that on to the students and young adults that are working here in South Central.
But yeah, and I think, you know, it's interesting what you're saying about working in New Orleans because when I hear things like that, I think, wow, what a great topic for a film. What could you do with $1 trillion for the city of New Orleans or, you know, for the East Coast of, you know, people who have been affected by Sandy? You know, there's so many opportunities of, you know, where there's expertise and interest. And, you know, certainly if there's Quaker youth that are working on service projects, I think that those could tie in really well with the theme of the festival.
Well, I'll run it past them, but for right now, that's where our focus is doing the groundwork to initiate some projects within the yearly meeting, and that hasn't been for quite a few years. And it could blend in with some filmmaking, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to run. I got another meeting that's coming up later this evening.
And John, I think that this is also, the idea behind this is that a meeting could take this up. You know, I mean, I think that it's great that you're organizing something in New Orleans. And this is something that, you know, a meeting could, you know, it's doable within the meeting context. So that's, you know, another reason. But it's you know, it's great that you're going to do that with your kids.
We hope to.
Yeah.
Sorry. You need to run, John?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Thank well, thanks for joining.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. So long.
Yeah, bye, John.
Bye-bye. I wanted to mention also that, you know, we do have DVDs of the film festival, and, you know, that could be another option if, you know, if that's the place to start, is screening the films with your meeting or, you know, with the youth in your meeting. And having some conversation around that, I think. I just did a screening here in Indianapolis. We did actually 4 screenings last week. and many Quaker meetings around Indianapolis. We had a lot of friends attending those screenings, and we had great conversations as a result of it, and they were all very enthused and wanting to take the festival back to show it to more people from their meeting. So if you know, people are interested in that, I can send them a copy of the DVD and some of our printed resources that we have about the festival.
My son, who is now 23, and when he was in high school, took part in the Eyes Wide Open organization, an exhibit at Franklin and Marshall College here in Lancaster.
Oh, yeah.
And I was very involved in that with him.
Oh, wonderful.
Because it was a college group of kids, but he was selected from our meeting to join them. And it was quite an experience for him. He kept saying, but they're in college, and I'm in high school. What do I know? But until it was all done, it was just amazing how powerful it was for all of them. And so I see you worked on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes you start with this, and you don't, and it's a wonderful idea. Well, you already have done it, but it really can move beyond what we expect. And I'm hearing you say that you show these DVDs and it kind of takes off from there.
So mm-hmm.
It really sounds like a powerful piece.
It has grown in so many different directions that we didn't expect. But it's all been very exciting.
Right.
We've been able to really develop a lot of the youth that work with AFSC programs around
mm-hmm.
the country
mm-hmm.
and work, so much more closely with them. But we've also, through just the general outreach that we've done, been able to work with youth that, never even heard of AFSC before. And, now they know about AFSC, they know about Quaker values, and, there's no telling what the long-term effects of, those youth coming to Washington, D.C. and, lobbying with a Quaker organization, what that, will do for them in the future.
Right, right. That's just the wonderful piece you've added on to that,
mm-hmm.
Is the Film Festival Washington, D.C. and how that moves into that. I'm just very admiring of this work. Thank you, Erin.
Thank you.
Well, I really encourage you to go to the website, ihtd.org, because it has every bit of information you need to know about past festivals and what we're planning for 2013. You can see all of the videos that have been a part of the first annual and the second annual and the submissions that are rolling in right now. If you go to the website under Festival Guide, there's also a page of resources, and it has the curriculum that we created the curriculum is designed for any kind of a youth facilitator, anyone that's going to be working with youth. Although, actually, I just gave a presentation to Bloomington Friends here in Indiana a couple of weeks ago, and the group was about half youth and half adults, and we did the curriculum with them, and it was really interesting. I've only ever done a lot of those activities with high school students, so it was cool to see that it translated to working with adults as well. But there's a curriculum there, and some information about how to make a video, what you need for pre-production, post-production, information about copyright issues and fair use. There's a lot of stuff on the website for you.
Great.
We have a huge number of middle school students in our meeting right now. And you said you work with a few middle schoolers. Can you describe the pros and cons of that age for this project?
Well, I don't know if I would say there necessarily are pros and cons to working with that. I think the curriculum, I think, would speak to middle school students as well.
Okay.
I think that the reason why we have so many more videos from high school students is because many of our our AFSC youth programs are working with middle school students, and that's where we're getting a lot of our submissions.
Okay.
We also are working with a lot of after-school programs, and, you know, those are predominantly in the high schools as well.
Okay.
So, you know, unfortunately, this past trip in April, when they went to Washington, D.C., I wasn't able to go. I was, like, 8 months pregnant, and I couldn't go.
Oh, my.
But there were middle school students that came to that, and I didn't. I think that they all blended together very well. You know, from the reports that I heard from the people that did go, that there were never any really like generational issues or anything like that. So I think the age range that we are going for is 13 to 23.
Okay, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
You said the curriculum is available on the website?
Yes. It's at ihtd.org. And if you go to Festival Guide, then Resources, you'll see a tab for curriculum.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And also under that are the rules, terms, and conditions, which, you know, really it's worth a look at, you know, copyright is sort of an issue for us because it's such a murky issue. You know, I mean, you look on YouTube and people are copyrighting, everybody's copyrighting everybody and plagiarizing everybody, but there are some best practices that you could read over and follow there. You know, it's usually okay to use music that is not original, although we've had some really great submissions that have included original music.
And Erin, would it be, if people come up, have other questions later, I presume you'd be willing to talk or to answer them. And if somebody from a meeting wanted to talk to you, you know, as they were getting ready to set this up, would you be willing to be available?
Of course, yes.
My contact information is on ihtd.org as well.
Any other questions or comments or thoughts?
So, Erin, you're working with a meeting in Indiana on this? Or
I am not. I have I've done the outreach, and there are a couple of different meetings that are interested, but I think they're in the same boat, it sounds like, that you and John were talking about as well, that there's other projects that people are working on. They're looking to maybe get involved in the next year.
Okay.
But it was wonderful to have the local screenings here because we were able to get a lot of new interest among friends in the festival. So hopefully we'll get an Indiana submission.
As Erin said, the DVD, the place to request a DVD is at the bottom of the website, and just, you know, if the most you did this year, or, you know, if you felt led to do a screening of some of the films, that might get people interested, and I think that they bring up lots of interesting points and things to talk about, so.
Yes, I'm looking at the website. It looks very good, and it seems to have everything that we would need. So thank you.
Great. Oh, I will just say, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you may follow us, and that information is on the website as well.
Thank you, Erin.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.